can't get into all that, right?
It's a long story.
Hello and welcome to Punta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I am Ben, and I'm here on the Sexy Terror, sailing with the Sexy Erebus, our companion vessel on our doomed erotic voyage to find the horny Northwest Passage. With me is nasty little thuddy Francis Crozier, who loves only one thing more than the bottle. It's the delicious taste of Seaman's cock. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Yes, I get to be Francis Crozier. I'm so happy. I love cock and alcohol. Yes.
And alcohol. Yeah,
you're an alcoholic and a cockaholic.
That's right.
And also, we're trapped in the ice.
But we've got plenty of alcohol and there are plenty of cocks here.
Yes.
Like heaps, yeah. Like loads.
Yeah, loads. Wink. You know what I mean? I'm talking about semen loads.
Thanks.
If you catch my drift.
Got it. I think I got it.
It's come. Also with me, his shy demeanor belying his raging hunger for shipboard poundings. It's Dr. Henry Goodsir. It's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hello. I'm doing my best on here.
You haven't watched The Terror, have you?
I have, absolutely. I'm Dr. Henry Goodsir.
Yeah. Terror pill.
Yeah. I hope all my flesh stays on while I get
nothing
pounded.
Nothing bad happens to you because you're like, nice.
Nice, yeah. I'm the one nice guy on this whole ship. Do you reckon they had any sex in there? They probably had some time to kill.
I mean, yes, there's explicitly a scene where the most evil character has a homosexual intercourse moment with another character.
Yeah, that's right. They kind of made the evil in the show.
I don't know if you could call him the homo.
Can you beep that out?
They did, though.
Yeah, but I'm not going to beep out me saying it because I've had gay sex before, so I'm allowed to. It just feels really unwieldy coming out of your mouth.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, you're not a venomous person at all. You're not a spiteful person. You're very kind.
No, and I'm saying they shouldn't have made the homosexual character the evil one.
Can you try saying it again? I'll beep it out if it sounds bad, but just try saying it in like a playful way. The homo.
That's our...
Okay, I might beep that one out too, I think. And lastly, hungrily waiting to consume dozens of sailors, it's the slutty, endless night of the cruel Arctic winter. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
I thought I was going to be the monster.
The Tunbuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of take them to be the same. Rawr. The Tunbuck kind of like.
You're kind of like a cum monster in a way.
Yeah, yep. You'll notice that you have like opposable thumbs as well.
That's to jack you off with.
Yes. For
For consuming semen.
Yeah.
Which has two meanings.
Yeah. Lucy, it just dawned on me. Semen can also mean cum.
Could also mean cum, and it can also mean like men of the sea.
Men of
that's
the
amazing.
Sea.
That's just changed the last 5 minutes for me.
Ever thought of that
first
before.
Person and ever to say it?
Yeah,
check it out. Andrew's actually on the semen diet.
Yes, yes.
It's maybe he like sees cum and he eats it.
That's ever worked. This is so fucking stupid.
I'm gonna your.
Yeah.
Oh, don't like that at all.
Gonna beep that one?
Maybe. We should just try beeping half the stuff in this. Whenever I beep stuff occasionally, never because it's particularly bad, just because I'm like, that's a little dubious and it's funny to have something beeped. But the problem is that people see that as an invitation.
Oh, to guess.
To like discuss the slurs, and they're just posting like 10 slurs in the Discord.
It's a list of slurs, yeah.
No, or it's like, do you think they said
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're not fucking
okay,
beeping.
We're not beeping.
Beep it this time, though, because that's quite funny.
Yeah.
They won't know why it's funny. It might just sound like we're saying a horrible word. Yeah. We're not. We're just saying
we're allowed to say it's our word.
It's our word. Yeah. We're reclaiming it.
No, because then that could be the other one, because we all have some sort of mental thing. Mm. Hey, for the Tunbuck, when he saw a lot of sailors to eat, he was probably thinking, almost certainly wasn't thinking, it looks like menu's back on the menu. But for him, menu was back on the menu. It's time for looks like menu's back on the menu.
Looks like menu back on the menu, boys.
Maybe that's what he'd sound like, though.
If he could talk.
If he could talk. If we trained him to talk.
If this Tunbuck could talk.
God.
This is from WJBF in Augusta, Georgia. Champions dinner. What do you think of the menu and what would you have on yours?
Oh, are we at the golf club? Are we in Augusta?
How the fuck did you... What? How did you get to golf? How did you know?
Because we're in Augusta, Georgia. No?
So what?
Yes, but what? What?
You're going to need to go further.
I've played a lot of Rory McIlroy's PGA Tour.
Okay, but...
Fucking Lee Carbello's putting challenge over
all
there.
All right. So that's a thing that they mention in the game? Ooh.
I'm pretty sure there's a map on there. You know, there's a course in Augusta.
Yeah.
God.
Well, yeah.
Like
I mean, you're correct.
Never hit the green.
Yeah.
I only play everybody's golf.
I don't see you at the bag. I don't see you on the green. Yep. I'm never going to either of those places.
Was it Lynx? The EA game, like golf game in the 90s?
Zelda?
No.
I think that's from Zelda.
Zelda, an EA property. New one every year. Oh, they made the controls worse.
At Augusta National Golf Club on Tuesday night, there's a big focus on food.
Are we starving the rest of the week? What's going on?
Scotty Scheffler is hosting the Champions Dinner, where he'll be joined by the past Green Jacket winners, and that means Scheffler gets to choose the menu, something that can come with a lot of pressure.
Oh, fuck, you could do a really good bit. God.
Of choosing, like, bad food?
Like, all dinosaur nuggets, or...
Yeah.
That's like the Trump move. It's just nothing but hamburgers.
You could recreate the Trump pose in front of the big tables full of McDonald's if you wanted.
That was a striking image, wasn't it?
Really,
do you think golfers eat well? Do you think they care about their nutrition?
What's the guy who loves blasting cigs and drinking beer? What's his name?
Me. Woo!
Ben. You guys know the golfer I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't know fucking shit about golf.
I'm sure it's very
will.
Athletic. I'm sure you have to take care of yourself.
John Daly is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This man loves sinking piss and playing
golf.
Well, you
don't need a big, like, lung capacity, right? You could punch darts all day if you're a golfer.
I bet this is one of those things where if you're in, like, the upper echelons, the, like, nutrition science and sports science stuff, like, they're putting you into a 3D scanner and scanning your muscle fibers for the perfect stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, but I think for most people, it doesn't really matter. It's, like, mostly, like, coordination and technique. Probably need, like, biceps, I guess.
Like biceps.
If you take away the cigarette, I can't hit the ball anymore.
Yeah, I need this cigarette.
You need something to look forward to after you get the ball in, right?
That's right. The delicious taste of a second cigarette.
Yeah, John Daly drinks 35 to 40 beers a day.
Oh.
And he is a professional golfer.
It's like a guy from right now?
Yeah.
Currently?
Yes.
That cannot be true.
Like a current guy, like not a 1980. Like it's not that he was playing in 1984 and is still alive currently.
No, he's right now, he's in the pro circuit and he's posting Andre the Giant numbers.
He seems to currently be playing in senior major championships.
This guy's a carton a day drinker?
Yes.
That's fucking amazing.
They're booning. Other countries have discovered booning.
They're booning now. They're going into their boon cave.
They're going into their boon cave drinking
30 to 40 beers.
Making this noise the whole time.
Oh, fuck. That's a sick photo of him playing in the 90s.
He's got a dope mullet.
He's got a dope mullet, sick shirt, and he is teeing off with a tailored cig hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, fuck. I've seen photos of this guy.
Oh,
and he's got like, that sick pants and the beard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
My man's living. My man's
They've got a Daily Mail article about him.
Played by Kirsten Dunst's husband.
Is he a fascist? Just because generally like any cool cultural figure they're like. Probably a fascist.
So he's a 90s golfer. Drinks is the ice in his Diet Coke.
Yeah.
He's a
90s golfer,
bitch.
but no one's let him die yet, is basically. Like, you wouldn't.
Probably not
I'm just
far
saying,
off
if
it.
You came up these days, you wouldn't be.
These days.
Like, a barely functioning alcoholic. You would have to be on, like, strapped into the machine.
I think if you were having, like, between 4 and 8 times the recommended weekly intake, maximum intake of alcohol every day, you probably would not make it as a professional athlete now of days,
yeah.
Because things
have moved forwards, yeah.
Because of woke, yeah.
Because of woke, yeah. They won't let you.
He shaved his signature mullet and donated the proceeds from the event to various charities. Daly regularly played in the Celebrity Pro-Am Monday after the Masters, hosted by his friends Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So good.
This yes. guy's friends with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, his politics are 100% bad.
Oh, this is Shane Warne, the golfer.
Yeah.
So a reporter talking about the 2008 Wyndham Championship that John Daly was playing at, he tweeted at the time, the final tally of literally everything he put into his body over a full 18 holes, 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes, 6 packets of peanut M&Ms, 0 ounces of water.
Well, they were Diet Cokes. So,
I don't understand. The thing I don't understand about this is like, my body isn't so much like a finely tuned machine. I don't know how you describe it, but like if I do one thing very wrong nice. In the day, I've got like a 4-day headache.
Yeah, I'd describe it as svelte. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Lean. Yeah. That's what I like
yeah,
about it.
But it is on a tightrope.
Daly like is a Republican and vocal supporter of Donald Trump.
Yeah, not shocking, given everything.
Yeah, yeah, given all the stuff. He has advocated for the legalization of cannabis in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has recorded his own country and Western music, Lucy, including an album called
I Bet It Sucks.
Yeah. This is maybe the most American man. They've got so many of the most American man over there.
Yeah.
They're like a country of archetypes. It's an archetypical country, I think. If you could create just one dinner menu with anything on it that you want, what would it look like?
Bolognese.
Yep.
One.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's room, I'll have like a little bit of tiramisu at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going
love
to bed.
Tiramisu. And you're going to make me and the rest of the champions eat it?
Yeah.
Now, remember, the whole world would get to see it and the best golfers in the world would get to eat it.
Yeah, fantastic. Bunch of them? That's a big pot of ragu.
Quote, okay, pretty nice. Pretty nice menu, said Milton McDaniel from Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Milton McDaniel.
Milton
yeah, okay.
McDaniel.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real guy.
Yeah. Mother gave me the night off. So I thought I'd check out the menu.
Quote, I want it, said Corey Wayner from Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Mind your own business.
Quote, are these from like Facebook comments?
I don't know, but a lot of them are in couple pairs.
These are just the comments under an Onion article. You know where they've got like the three people from the street?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it sounds really good. Honestly, it sounds great, said Regina Wayner from Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Come on! Hall of Name.
Probably Regina, I guess. Yeah, probably not
I think
Regina.
It's Regina Wayner. Vagina yeah. Wanker.
Yes. So anything? I've got a.
Yes.
I have a. I have a bad memory that this brings up. Going to see must be what's the big festival they got down at Byron
Falls Festival.
Falls Festival. Yeah, we went and saw Regina Spektor and
Regina Spektor. I think
we were in a tent and it was very hot and we had to wait a very long time for Regina Spektor to come on and there were like. Five, like 20-year-olds behind us, smoking weed, which is fine. But then just continually, it's fine. But then just like saying Regina over and over and over again for like a good like 15 minutes.
Oh, so well, then you know,
it caused me like I'm like sick because it's so hot in the tent.
There's, and you're like, taking it's
completely,
damage.
Completely. Yeah, I'm taking poison Whoa. Damage. I'm taking psychic damage.
Quote, sounds terrific, said Corey Wayner. So we're back. We've got Corey.
We've already
back
heard Corey from Wayner. Corey.
Regina, Corey.
Regina
yeah,
and Corey
delicious,
Wayner.
Said Regina Wayner. So this is how the chat goes. I want it. It sounds really good. Honestly, it sounds great. Sounds terrific. Yeah, delicious. Awesome.
Cool.
Scintillating insights.
This is NPC dialogue.
Yeah, yeah, why would you include this in your podcast? Cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, Texas-style chili, cowboy ribeye, and warm skillet chocolate chip cookie.
Is this not meant to be a fancy event? It's
These
a golf
are just
course.
Some foods.
Skillet cookie?
Well, they got skillet. Cowboy ribeye.
Not
firecracker
a cowboy
shrimp.
Ribeye.
Country deserves
not
everything
a vegetable
that's coming
to be
it.
Seen.
Yeah. Quote, "Oh, I'd be excited to have this, for sure," said Daniel Pace from Evans, Georgia.
Thank you, Daniel Pace.
Yeah, it looks delicious. See, they've written it as Y-A.
Y-A.
Which to me, yeah.
But we're in Georgia.
We're in Georgia. That's Minnesota is your country to me.
They might have got cut off in the middle of writing y'all.
That's right. Yeah, it looks delicious. That skillet cookie looks amazing, said Caroline Pace from Evans, Georgia. You're just asking married couples?
Asking married couples what they think of the menu and the skillet cookie specifically. Yeah.
And they all think it sounds good. I think it's just a cookie that you've baked in a skillet.
All right.
Maybe it's warm. Maybe it's warm when you get it.
Yeah. All right. Big
like
cookie.
Sizzling Mongolian beef. It's the thing that it's in that's hot.
Sizzling Mongolian cookie.
And if it's not sizzling when it gets out to you, send it back.
Yeah. Hey, I want more sizzle. Yeah. I want to hear it. I want to hear a susurrus. When my meal comes out, I'm hearing a susurrus.
I think they do a similar thing to the warm skillet chocolate chip cookie at like Domino's or Pizza Hut. You can just buy like a big warm cookie that they make.
Yeah, this is something you would get at a chain pizza store.
Yeah, for children. Lot of it sounds like things that you could get at a chain store.
Maybe this is like, you know how for us, mostly if we're eating Indian food that comes from like an Indian takeaway place. So in our brain, we're like, Indian is takeaway food. To Americans, their home food is takeaway.
I like that the menu consists of beef, prawns, beef, and cookies.
Chocolate, yeah.
Yeah. That's American, baby. Quote, Texas style.
Wow.
Gonna take that one again.
Beep it.
I'll just beep that out. I said a lot of slurs.
Mark, give that a beep.
Mark, can we beep that? Texas-style chili. You can't go wrong. I mean, the big question will be, are there beans in the chili or not? That's a big point of contention, said Ben Walnick from Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, if there's beans in it, it's not Texas-style chili.
Really?
Yeah, isn't Texas-style not with beans? Anyway, you got to have beans
free,
in your
it's
chili.
All meat. It's all meat.
No frijole?
Sin frijole, that's correct.
Sin frijole, yeah.
Sin frijole. Don't mind if I do.
If this simple menu sounds familiar, that's because it is. Scheffler had the same one in 2023, but this year's additions include the Texas chili and meatball and ravioli bites. We didn't say meatball
that.
And ravioli
this
bites.
This is new information.
You lied to me through omission.
Also, it's familiar because this is what you would get at Denny's.
Yeah.
Like at a Denny's.
Or I think it's what they eat at home. That's what it is. What you get at an Arby's is what they're having for dinner most nights of the week.
Are you choosing one of these meals or is it like a buffet? Is this a buffet set situation? Menu? This is American set menu.
There's a little prefix.
Degustation, I think. American degustation.
Yeah.
Degustation American.
You're getting the tiniest bowl of Texas chili.
Our next one person, ravioli bite. The red sauce.
Quote, "I don't think of Scotty as an extravagant guy. So I think that this menu kind of suits him perfectly," said Daniel Pace.
He's kind of a simple guy.
Yeah, just the basics.
Not a lot going on.
Firecracker shrimp, skillet cookie. We know what Scheffler has on his menu, but what would some of these patrons have on theirs if given the chance? Quote, "I want something fresh on here. I want like a salad or something. The shrimp definitely I would have, and then some green of some sort," said Caroline Pace.
There's the wife.
Women's wives. I need a salad.
Where's
my frickin' back?
Got any
where's
green on
one
your plate?
Vegetable?
My husband needs some lettuce.
He's in the toilet for hours.
I hate him.
And he hates me, so it's fine. Quote, "Creme brulee," said Corey Wayner.
And now we're talking. All right, Corey.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Or you've been to Paris before?
I don't think Corey's been to Paris.
I don't think he's been to Paris. I think he might have seen Ratatouille, though.
Oh, do they do a creme brulee?
It's probably that.
No, but it's about Paris.
You're hearing anything about France. Oh, like in Ratatouille?
In Ratatouille?
Yeah, getting a lot of Ratatouille.
From Ratatouille? Place from Ratatouille?
Quote, "Tiramisu or cheesecake," said Regina Wayner. There we go, T-Bird.
Let's go, Regina.
Regardless of what others would have, it's Scheffler's big night, and what he says goes. Quote, I think he wants to play well and win the championship, so he's going to eat food that would be conducive to that, said Paul Waldeck from Dallas, Texas.
Wait, Scotty's playing? Scotty Scheffler's playing?
Well, I think he's going to win, or he has won. Dinner before the tournament?
He's going to win due to the immense power that he's going to get from consuming like 90 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And some chocolate.
Oh, he's just choosing the menu. I thought he was the chef due to being named Scotty.
Did you think that because his name's Chef?
I think I just free associated, yeah.
Yeah, every now and then somebody gets the make-a-wish treatment and they get to have whatever dinner they want. Or they get the you're about to be executed treatment.
Mm. Yeah. That's the
But everyone in the room has to eat it. Appears to be the go, right?
Yeah. What if for your last meal you had to sit down, the executioner and the warden had to eat the same meal?
Yeah.
Human turds.
Oh, I'll eat them. It's not going to be bothering me for long.
I'm going to be dead really soon.
Big heaping bowl of Carolina Reaper chilies.
13 Taco Bell beefy cheesy burritos.
Ideally, that way, when they execute you with like nitrogen or whatever they're doing now, when they kill you by firing squad, you want to be voiding yourself in like the nastiest way possible as you go out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want it to be greasy. Greasy and noxious. Quote, "He's a man that knows what he wants, and a champion knows what a champion knows," said Ben Walnick.
You got to fuck him, Ben.
I love this guy.
Mr. Walnick.
I really like this guy.
You gonna fuck Scotty?
I've never understood like golfers as athletes either, right? Because I mean, well, you know, they only have to hit the ball straight and then walk to where the ball went.
Yeah, you can drink a lot of beers and smoke a lot of cigarettes.
You can apparently.
I thought that, and then I went to the driving range for 2 hours once.
Oh, I'm so bad at it. I'm so fucking bad. It's
I'm not saying I was.
It's muscles that you are never using in your day-to-day life in any other way. Yeah.
It's like like painting a house, you know, where you're doing the roller up the up
yeah,
the top
it's the same
the
one.
Walls.
It's like your triceps. It's nasty stuff.
And it's the technique is actually kind of hard to master as well. It's weird. It's,
It feels like it should be easy.
I've got like 90-year-old scoliosis. I would not be hitting that ball.
Yeah, but it's mostly played by assholes, so it's okay to like look down on it and be
it's
dismissive.
It's okay to hate on it. We're punching
that's
up.
That's right. Yeah. It's rich people sport.
Yeah, why isn't that like just green space
instead
of, you know, golf? Fuck off. Tuesday's big meal is served in the library at the clubhouse on the grounds of Augusta National. So with Scheffler's first two menus nearly identical, would he switch it up if he clinched a third win? Guess we'll just have to see how Sunday shakes out to see.
Will what an article. What an interesting article to write.
Yep, I'm really...
One guy chose dinner, and here's what some folks thought about that.
Yeah,
but
well, they
but
so
there's a
world.
Competition about who chooses the best dinner. Is that what I'm...
People make comparisons, naturally.
Okay.
I guess.
So the championship is actually golf. It's not... This is a thing that I've gotten wrong in my head the entire time, that the championship is not about who chooses the menu best. It's about golf.
No, I think it's just about golf. I think it's
two golf,
wins.
And then if you win the championship, you get to pick the menu, and
so
then people talk about it.
I guess the person who won last year picks the dinner for this year?
Diarrhea medicine. I'm picking diarrhea medicine. As in medicine that gives you diarrhea,
clear.
So constipation medicine maybe is what we're
doing. Everybody's having it. It's kind of like an even playing field.
And it's really funny too.
Except here's the thing. I've been microdosing constipation medicine for a month beforehand.
Oh, you're Princess Bride-ing them.
Exactly. So I'm just getting ready. Everybody else has it. And I'm like, what's the matter? Sore little tummy.
I actually had 12 OxyContin yesterday.
Oh, what's the matter? Are you shooting diarrhea in your trousers?
Now watch me hit this drive, you know?
Mission accomplished. Hey, this is definitely some regional bullshit. Let's look at another kind of regional bullshit in regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
You know how marathon runners like frequently shit themselves?
Mm.
I'm not. That's not something I'm making up, right? Like they.
No, I
don't know how frequent
thing.
It is, but like it's not.
It happens.
You got 50,000 people running a marathon. Someone's got to shit their pants.
It's not unheard of. Yeah,
everyone's taking numbers.
It's not just the numbers, right? It's also the sport. Like there's something about the like.
I think it's just
energy.
Having to do something for hours and hours and hours, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other sports that people habitually shit themselves?
Cyclists. There's always cyclists. Like videos popping up of cyclists doing the Tour de France and having to like hop off the bike to just shit in front of the news crews and stuff.
I've not seen a cyclist take a dump. All right.
Triathlon? I'll send you some videos after this and see how you feel about it. Well, what I don't think triathlon is as long.
Okay.
Right?
What if you're swimming the channel, like the English Channel? People shitting themselves
pull it to
doing
the side.
That?
Probably.
Pull that
you
shit
just,
to the side.
Sure.
Just go for it, right?
Yeah. All right. Something to look
this
into.
From financial services company Seeking Alpha, consumers to put more in their Easter basket this year.
Is this the
when was this
is
written?
This the same website, Ben? That what was that had all like the wellness trends?
Different website, I think that time. Yeah, that was a digital
Seeking
forecasting
Alpha.
Company.
That yeah, that one made me feel like I was dying.
Yeah, and I can't wait to do that again next year. consumers are projected to spend 5% more on Easter this year compared to last, with total spending expected to reach $23.6 billion, just shy of the $24 billion record set in 2023, according to the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics.
You know why?
Oh, is that because everything costs more money?
Yeah, probably.
No, it's because the Pope's looking a little better. We thought he was going to die, but now he's back. And you know
is
what? To support him, got to buy
all
some
right,
Easter
but
stuff.
Have you seen the price of Easter eggs?
No.
And have you seen the Pope? He looks
oh, my God.
Fucked.
No, it's fucked up.
I'm not.
Maybe it's a combination of the two.
Scared?
Combination of the two.
I'm like a man in his 30s. I'm like a 34 or 5-year-old man, so I'm not looking at like
but
the
But you can't
egg
avoid
prices.
Them. They're in there.
I
and
can,
an Easter egg is
half.
Like fucking, yeah. It's like $12. It's like $12.
It's I'm also not looking at Pope Cam.
Slugged at the egg bowser.
Like size of a hand grenade size egg, like one off M&M branded or something
yeah,
style
Yeah, like
egg.
A regular egg. It's fucked up.
Mm, that is fucked.
Because of woke.
This translates into $189.26 per person on average for those that celebrate Easter, $25.43 per person for those that don't.
Pardon?
I'm an outlier. I'm spending $500 on Easter.
Yeah.
I don't. The people that aren't celebrating Easter are on average spending $25 on Easter.
Just in terms of
like
just buying the Easter
something?
Products, some buns?
For other people. These are American numbers, by the way.
$190.
Yeah, on their Easter baskets.
On their
oh, because they do like Easter baskets and like Easter decorations in a totally different way from us, right?
Do you ever
peeps.
Feel just completely apart from
and
this
peeps.
World?
Well, it's completely apart from America, yeah. I think last year, around this exact same time, we did like a whole fucking thing about peeps. Or it might have been the year before. They all sort of blend into each other. But American Easter, I think, is going to be a prevailing theme here. Consumers will spend predominantly on candy, 92%, followed by food, 89%.
Candy, they mean chocolate.
Yes, that's yeah. true. Yeah, they don't mean like candy canes or big
no.
lollipops.
Some of the chocolate might be coated in candy, though.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And some of the candy might be coated in chocolate.
True.
And
yes.
some of the candy is food, but not all of it.
Mm.
Like 3% of the candy
is cyanide.
Not food. gifts, 65%. Decorations, including flowers, 51%. And clothing, 49%. Getting your Easter clothes in.
Getting your Easter pajamas or whatever at Target.
Excited to hang out with my peeps. That's what it says on your shirt that you've bought at Target.
Exactly. That you'll wear once and then throw it in the trash.
The most popular shopping destination remains discount stores, 55%, while 44% will head to department stores. 36% of those polled will do their shopping online, while 26% will go to small local businesses to buy their Easter bits and bobs.
That's shocking.
Their peeps, their baskets, their flowers.
Yeah, the baskets are really, I don't know, there's a bit of a cultural thing here for me. This is another article. This one is from Forbes. The 37 best Easter basket ideas for teens this year.
Oh, for teens?
Teens love Easter baskets.
Oh, the teen baskets?
Even if they've outgrown the Easter Bunny, your teenager might still enjoy receiving an Easter basket stocked with personalized gifts. Besides the beauty and tech treats they're likely craving, some of the best Easter basket ideas for teens include playful items like games, craft sets, and active items, says Brenna Hicks.
Can we just wind back, please? Right to the start there. Right to the start. Now, Easter.
Yes.
That's when Jesus was crucified.
And rose.
And rose.
And rose again.
Easter's when he rose, right?
Before ascending to heaven.
Oh, yeah. He was risen? Risen
he
much?
He is risen. He is risen.
Yeah. And he risen
much, well, they my good bitch. Yeah.
And now it's original another Rizzler. Holiday that they go and buy technology.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, they're buying to gifts celebrate. Like Black Friday. We're kind of just buying eggs. We're just buying eggs.
Put some V-Bucks in my basket.
Yeah. Some Minecraft, some Roblox bucks.
We're just getting chocolate eggs and hot cross buns. Yeah. That's kind of all we're doing. But they're apparently like buying sort of regular gifts like you might get at Christmas.
You might get like a Chromecast.
Mm. Yeah. You might get a Chromecast. Your teen wants a Chromecast. Your teen
they want the 4K Chromecast.
4K Chromecast. Because they've just in the basket.
Deprecated support for the old ones.
Yeah.
Brenna Hicks, a play therapist with 20 years of experience and a parent to a 15-year-old, says, "We're all hardwired to need play in our lives. And playtime can have a host of benefits from reduced stress and anxiety levels to stronger family bonds."
Not me.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself, Brenna.
Yeah, reduced stress and anxiety levels for you come from sitting perfectly still while watching some YouTube videos about planes.
Exactly.
After speaking to Hicks, as well as other experts in gifting, attending multiple toy and gift trade shows in the last few months, and perusing my own tweens' requests, I selected these top Easter basket ideas for teens in 2025.
This is a deeply poisoned culture.
This is so upsetting. I'm a gifting expert. I went to the gift trade show to figure out my tween Easter basket.
Yeah.
And like a child play specialist, is that right? Play therapist?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that concept, like a developmental kind of deal. And like just getting out there being like, you know what kids love is iPad.
Yeah. Mm.
They love to play Subway Surfer on the iPad.
As a certified play expert, I can tell you that kids love holding a stick that looks kind of like a gun and going, blow.
Yeah.
Blow.
What happened to hoops? What happened to chasing a hoop with a stick?
You're just hitting the hoop with the stick, and then you're chasing after the hoop. You go, oh my God, the hoop's getting away from me, but you keep hitting it.
You're not going down to the hoop store every Easter.
No.
Ball in a cup. Give your tween a ball in a cup.
What about an old rusty can that used to have some Progresso soup in it? And you sort of kick a rock and you aim for the can, the open end of the can. What about that, huh? Don't need V-Bucks.
What about
for a rusty
setting
can
fires under the bridge?
Yes.
What about torching a parked car?
Set fire to a golf course. That's what kids should be doing. Get them off
That's
the
what
iPad.
Kids should be doing. Yes. Don't listen to the play experts.
No. Yeah. Pick up a brick and throw it through the windows of an empty abandoned warehouse.
Yes.
Mm.
Visit the junkyard.
And then climb in with your friends and have some like weird experiences that you'll think about like 20 years later. You're like,
there might be a guy in there already. You might meet someone.
Make a friend. Try throwing a rock at a passing train.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a passenger train. What about just like a cargo train?
A cargo train, you can get in the odd one top coal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Laser Maybe. A pilot. Laser strike a Boeing 737.
They're going to need an Easter-themed. Like the little template, the little rabbit template on the end of the laser.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Cute.
Pilot has one seared into their retinas. Oh!
Ah!
Oh, it's Easter.
Tis the season.
Bunny shaped.
Maybe.
I'm hopping mad about how blinded I am.
Ben!
I don't think I am.
Have a little whip around, and if one of you has an older sister, perhaps she can give you a cigarette.
Yeah.
You guys could all try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hicks says she still organizes an egg hunt every year for her teenage son. Quote, "I think you capitalize on just having fun with your teen, number one," she says.
Yeah, teens love fun, and they love being dragged out to do this stuff too.
Especially
egg hunts
teens.
Is beautiful. It's just like, hey... Go find
egg
some chocolate.
Hunts
then
is beautiful.
What?
No, that was really beautiful. That was just a great series of words.
What?
Egg hunts is beautiful. I agree. Although teens and tweens shift away from little kid imaginary play and, quote, more toward activity-based play and items, you can still find plenty of toy-like fun to fill their baskets. Hicks plans to add a Rubik's Cube, favorite candies, and something related to a teen's passion for baseball into his Easter basket.
Yeah.
If you're like a 15-year-old and your mum gives you a Rubik's Cube,
you'd be pissed.
Like, I wouldn't, because I was raised right. I'd say, Mum, thank you so much. This is going to be so much fun. This kid, your little, like, Brandon, he's telling you to get fucked.
Brandon's going to say...
He hates you. He's telling you he wishes he was never born and he wishes you were dead.
Yeah. I wish you were dead. I wish I was dead. This is so lame.
Where's the app? What is app?
Yeah, probably they're just swiping on it. Swipe their finger on it. Yes. So I have this problem where all of this stuff, I have to imagine, like, oh, so we have to throw this out and it's going to go into landfill. Yeah. Like every single object that's plastic
all of this
that you
shit,
purchase.
Every object in this basket.
This is just going to kill a turtle. Here we go.
Yeah, this was landfill the moment it like rolled off the conveyor belt. Like absolutely. The moment that the plastic cooled from its extrusion machine or whatever the fuck. Yeah. It was just landfill. It was just future garbage.
Yeah, it's just however long it takes.
I have an idea for how we could like reduce some of the shipping miles on some of the stuff that we manufacture, which is what if the end of the conveyor belt came out like into the landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
the teens can live there too.
Yeah, we know where it's
there
going.
There might be some fun stuff to find.
There's stuff to throw rocks at landfill.
A lot of
you
birds.
You might find, oh, there's glass to break. Boy, is there glass to break.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be awesome. You just give them a warm six-pack, Schlitz, and you say, hey, go out there and make some memories. Go smash some shit. Set some shit on fire.
I think a way of really stopping teens from getting into trouble would be maybe like at a scrapyard where there's cars that they're gonna press into cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Before you press that Toyota Sprinter into a cube, you let some teens go at it with some 2x4s and some metal
balls.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. That's beautiful. Them tag it.
Yeah. They can write their worries on the car and then watch their worries get cubed away.
Cube really the pain away, actually. You know?
Honestly, this is probably like, this would have been good as therapy for me growing up.
It probably
like,
would
hey,
have.
One of my balls is descending way faster than the other one.
Yeah.
Cube it. My problems away.
Yeah.
Can you cube my woes?
And then when one of your buddies sounds really stressed out about something, you say, hey,
brother.
Why don't we go down the scrapyard after school? Why don't we cube it out?
Brother, let's cube it.
Hey, whoa, yeah. Stop telling me about it. Let's go spray paint that on a Honda Odyssey.
Hey, brother, tell it to the cube.
quote, give something that you know your teenager likes that they care about and try to make it playful or interactive in some way.
Don't.
Pornography.
It's PS5. Now, I don't want this podcast to just be like me reading a long list of nonsensical things. But here is all 37 of the things she recommended. I did take out all of the item descriptions to save us a little bit of time because I know we've had some issues before. Mattel Games Uno, Show 'em No Mercy.
Like Soldier Boy Tell 'em? What?
Is this I a think card?
It's like a special Uno.
I think it's like a more edgy version of Uno.
Like edgy.
Oh, okay.
Is this a product?
I believe it's a product. Yeah. I think it's like Uno that's not for pussies.
Yeah.
I think
this
it's
ain't
the
your papa's Uno.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a hall that's of name where we're better off to let these wash over us than try and interrogate them individually?
Probably.
I do think we will run
for
out
time,
of time if we take the time to interrogate every item.
All
right. Dope Slime Bunny Mellow Mashup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jellycat Clyde Capybara Bag Chub.
Fucking hell. Did they really run out of names for stuff in like 1998? What are we doing?
No, there's more. Here's a name.
There's lots of names. Specs Crags Ferrite Putty.
Every tween just wants generating. That Specs Crags.
They want that Specs Crags.
Specs Crags.
Oh, it's Ferrite.
Oh, shit. You got the Ferrite?
Yo, dude, that's so ferrous. Arcade Classics Pac-Man Retro Mini Arcade Game.
Now we're talking.
I think I can put that one together.
Chuck my language.
Yeah, these are kind of cool. It's like Pac-Man, but it's in a little arcade cabinet that's really small.
I can picture what the item is from the description.
Yes, and like you can connect the sounds that I'm making into words that carry meaning.
They conjure an image as opposed to a nightmare. Yes. You know?
Educational Insights Canoodle Extreme.
Canoodle.
Hey, do you want to extremely canoodle?
Extreme?
Canoodle with a K.
You'll learn something.
Sunny Angel Hippa's Dreaming Series minifigure. Owala Free Sip Water Bottle.
Okay.
The Woobles Beginner's Crochet Kit.
Oh, I've got the Woobles.
Shilling Nido Nice Cube.
Now that sounds like something Theo could get into.
Yeah. Nice cube.
Hey, did you cube this?
Hey
brother, nice cube.
Yeah, another cube for the collection.
Tell us the cube.
Croc's Mellow Recovery Slide.
Not everything is real, you know?
I don't know.
Sounds like it's still a croc to me.
Rhodes the Duo's Pocket Blush and Peptide Lip Tint.
Fuck.
I actually, I want to bring that, where I said I feel completely apart from the world, I want from earlier in the episode.
Yes.
I want to bring that back.
Oh, you want a call back?
Yeah.
And you just want to re-emphasize that you feel like you separated.
Just
like,
sort of completely alienated from, like so much.
Like everyone else is in a really complicated web of pathways that connect all of us culturally and the way our lives interact and the way cause and effect interacts, but not you.
We're all kind of being left behind.
We're all being left behind by the pace of products, ideas.
We're in our like 30s.
Because we're in our 30s.
And so now we don't understand anything. That doesn't seem right. There are like people that are in their 50s. There are people that are in their 70s.
Yeah, that's for old. Yeah. That's for like Gen X people and like boomers to stop understanding stuff. Like,
I think you have to be at the mall every weekend, right? You've got to be driving to the mall every weekend, hopping out. Yeah. Of your like Toyota miniature SUV and just walking the halls, just learning products by osmosis.
Just picking them up and being like, oh my God, this is the Casemate Glossy Magnetic Lip Gloss Holder.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just got to get on TikTok. There's so many products.
If we were keeping up with the TikToks, we'd probably be seeing, if we were reading our product blogs as well, maybe we'd see this. We got to go to the trade shows.
If there was like a new hole to pour poison into my life from.
Yeah.
You can probably create poison hole. Yeah.
Yeah. The Casetify Heart Phone Charm. It's pretty straightforward, that one, I guess.
Now, charms, that's just shit that you hang from something, right?
I thought those went out of fashion.
I thought we weren't doing
phone
charms.
No, they're very much in fashion. No, phone charms are back in a big way.
Oh, that's a great way to express yourself.
Someone was posting you could get like the little Nintendo charms. They're like cut from the molds from the old controllers. So you can get like the little like GameCube button layout there. Big button in the middle. A couple little side buttons to press. Maybe there is something in products for me.
Bevany Smile Face Slippers? I think I might have emphasis. Could be wrong with that one.
Face Slippers.
Yeah, face I think it's slippers. Smile face slippers, maybe. Smile maybe.
Face. Oh, that would make sense.
Day Better LED strip lights. Get some strip lighting for your kids.
Yes.
Kids still Easter like basket. Strip lights?
I love that.
Oh, kids are crazy about strip lighting.
All right.
You show a kid
something
a normal
in common,
light.
Me and teens.
Show a kid a normal light bulb and they're going to puke.
Have you guys been to an IKEA in the last like 5 years?
Yeah.
Like to the IKEA?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you're in Tasmania. You wouldn't have one of those, would you?
Hey, we got two in Brisbane, Lucy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Check it out.
And they're both really far away.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, except for the one that's closer to you, I guess, Theo. But, like, if you, in there, like, the display rooms that you kind of see before you get to the meat and potatoes of the getting your products, the kids' bedroom designs are always insanely whack. It's like a completely black room just full of, like, flashing neon lights. They're like, oh, you're a gamer child. Like, don't encourage them. I think we should allow kids to game, but we
not
should
be
provide
like
a little bit of resistance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You can game sometimes. You can't
you
be
can
a,
game,
a gamer.
But you're not getting a fucking strip light. You're not getting John Wick lights in your room.
I'm not getting you like a fucking Minecraft gamer chair. You're getting an Officeworks like $49 shitty pleather thing. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
and
the
all
gaming
that pleasure
experience
is peeling off in 6 months.
Should yes. be as nasty as it was for us growing up. We have like, to, yeah, you've got to have that peeling leather resistance on the chair, the fucking like the desktop computer that's disgusting and hot and dusty.
Yeah, yeah. you should have to sit at the desktop computer.
Yeah. It should be horrible. Yeah. Like, we shouldn't make it a, like the tacit encouragement is like, yeah, spend 18 hours a day doing raids with your buddies. Yeah. That's not good. That's not good for you.
That isn't good for you.
There's got to be somebody out there like doing a modded PC case to look like an old cream 486, right?
Oh, for sure.
I want that
the
so
like
bad.
Beige tower with like finger marks on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a loud
a
CD
of
drive.
Yes.
What? They should make them louder, just for vanity.
They should make them louder. They should make hard drives make that sound again.
Yeah,
make hard drives make that sound.
You should be able to feel the thing inside the hard drive moving as well. How it like start,
a little needle.
Stop. Yeah,
yeah.
It was nice. It was tactile.
Everything went downhill once we stopped defragmenting our hard drives.
Mm-hmm. You have to understand, if you're just listening to us complain about shit that's changed since we were young, or complain about stuff young people are doing, we're doing it with a really thin veneer of irony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just the right amount.
Like, I remember being really annoyed when people like 10 or 15 years older than us just did this shit in the newspaper. I was like, shut up, you old cunt.
Yeah, we're just kind of, we're like kind of joking.
We're kind of joking, sort of, because we know it's stupid. We know it's a dumb thing to be older and complaining about how stuff has changed.
Yeah, we're saying products suck, but at the same time, the products we had didn't suck. Well, of course they suck.
They
we
did.
Know that.
Everything sucked.
Everything
we also
sucks.
Know, yeah. Everything kind of sucks. Which
everything
kind of
sucks.
Fun.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have a laugh.
Yeah. You
know, but I guess there's a tariff on that these days, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what were they?
There's a 30% tariff on me modding my PC so that I can do like a fake degaussing effect. On my monitor.
Man, the hum of something, an electronic item starting up and turning off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's good shit.
Just don't have it anymore. Everything's smooth and frictionless.
I mean, the PS5's pretty noisy sometimes if you've got Call of Duty installed.
It's doing its best.
Maybe in 20 years, there'll be probably a brain cast or whatever they're doing then, and they'll be like, don't you miss the like insanely loud fan noise of an overheating PS4?
I've got Call of Duty installed, Lucy. I haven't been playing it, but I'm also not willing to uninstall it because I don't want to reinstall it if I do want to play it again at some point.
Yeah, but at some point you're going to want a different game and you've got to do it because it's like, oh, I can easily clear the space for that by just deleting Call of Duty.
No, that's fine. I'll just spend like $600 on a solid state PS5 branded hard drive instead.
Man, I am just on shitty forms of nostalgia and the endless cycle of everyone complaining about the shit in front of them and, you know, valorizing the stuff behind them. I saw a post on the Gen X subreddit today where someone was like, hey, I have a 2003 Mitsubishi Magna and I wanted to get a period accurate head unit for it. Like, what do you guys think would provide like the right sort of retro feel for your 2003 Jesus. Mitsubishi
period?
Magna? Period accurate head unit? 2003 Mitsubishi Magna? What are you talking about?
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Oh, man. Nike Everyday Plus Cushioned Six-Pack. It's probably socks.
Probably socks,
I reckon. So. Quicksilver Everyday Solid 7-inch Swim Trunks. What if you've only got 5-inch?
little extra room. That's fine.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I'll beep that, maybe. Mark? Decide in post whether we beep that. Hershey's Easter milk chocolates. It's like the first mention of chocolate on this list. I mean, it's Hershey's, so it'll probably taste a little bit like vomit, but I guess that's how
they
like
got
it.
That thing
we've definitely
like
said
that
before.
Yeah. Los Angeles Dodgers New Era 2024 World Series.
You get
these shoes? New Eras? Is that a shoe?
Probably a hat. Probably a hat.
Or a hat or something? Helium pickleball paddle set.
Okay.
Do young people like pickleball? Or I thought it was just for old cunts.
Well, they won't be able to like it if they don't have a paddle set.
True.
Yeah.
They won't be getting into
helium
it.
Helium one.
Yeah.
Glove Cool Curl pillow roller set.
Mm-hmm.
Gooder, that is G-O-O-D-R, OG polarized sunglasses. It's good. You'd be able to see through the water more clearly.
Yeah.
If you're looking for fish.
You can also get them from the gas store. What are they called? Gas station?
I think they're called gas stores over there.
Yeah, I think Americans would be like, I'm going to the gas store.
Yeah. Damn. Bagu puffy earbuds case.
Bagu?
STMT DIY crystal terrarium kit. That's fucking awesome. That sounds,
great. Sick. Let's go. Hey. I'd take a crystal terrarium.
Yeah.
Kind of might actually Google this after we're done. Anker Soundcore Select 4 Go.
I was trying to figure out why that's familiar. Eleanor has a Bagu bag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a Bagu head?
Loves it. She's Bagu'd up.
Little Words Project Bracelet, you got this?
Is it a bracelet that says you got this?
I think it's a bracelet that just says, like, you got this.
I think the indication is, like, how much this costs.
Kill myself.
Giving my teen a huge basket. It's all gift wrapped and everything. And they take it off and they're pulling out the crepe paper.
Yeah.
And like, you know, pulling it out and pulling it out. And it just keeps going all the way down to the bottom. And they clear it all out. And there's one bracelet that says.
There's two bracelets. One for your teen and one for you.
Yes, we got this.
I hate you, Mark. I hate you. I wish you were dead.
The worst Easter ever.
Hey, I noticed when Corey came all around, you didn't have your bracelet on. Is there something? You got some a skin thing?
While you were in the bathroom, I spent a lot of time telling Corey about the bracelets, but he said he hadn't seen yours.
He hadn't seen it yet.
If you lost it, don't worry.
Cool,
I'll get another
we
one.
Both
I'll
had
get another
one.
I bought bracelet insurance. I can replace that easy.
Oh, you got the extended bracelet warranty?
Yeah, I got extended bracelet warranty and bracelet insurance. It is $5,000 a month. But yeah. I think it's worth every penny for the peace of mind.
You can't
but
put you a price on peace of mind.
No.
But you also can't return it for being chuggy.
No.
That's laid out.
Not
in
a reason.
Tier list.
Yeah. It's in the terms of service.
It's going to landfill.
Fill.
Lucky we got a lot of holes in the ground to put stuff in.
Yeah. The earth is huge.
Yeah. And
here's
hungry.
The thing. You can always make another hole.
You can always
make another hole. You're never out of holes.
You seen that infographic that's like if you compacted all of the like the biomass of humanity into one cube and put it in like Central Park?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that cube.
You ever seen that cube?
Man, a lot of cube they cubed talks. Us up?
Yeah. You'd look at that and think, well, how much landfill can we possibly make if we just like compacted it all into like one? What if we just picked one ecosystem and we said that one is done?
I think we did that already.
Just make
well,
that,
no, we did it with all of them. I think we pictured like
we
the
should
planet.
Have just picked one and sacrificed, made like a Sophie's choice of ecosystems.
Yeah, like Siberia?
Is that how it works, though?
Siberia.
Are you talking about an ecosystem or a biome, Ben?
I'm talking about an entire self-enclosed ecosystem that doesn't interact with the outside in any way.
And we'll just cube it.
And we'll cube it. We'll put
cube it up.
We'll put a dome over Siberia. We'll call it Biosphere 3. And then we put all the fucking trash in there. We get all the animals out. We find another place for them. And then we just put all the trash in there. And then we stop putting the trash in our place. We
why
put it in that place,
this?
Which is no longer... Why aren't the scientists listening to me?
Yeah, and also David Foster Wallace, because this is a very... This is one of the main plot points to Infinite Jest as well.
A millennial white man who's read Infinite Jest. Oh. Should I be impressed?
Oh my God, get him.
Do you read that conspicuously on the train?
Hey, Theo, I'm not going to be mean because I can't read books anymore. my kids have been asking me why we don't send trash into space on rockets, like in Futurama, you know?
We did. We sent a Tesla up there. Boom!
Hey.
Oh,
yes!
Oh, that'll be the one that makes him do it.
And my answer was, I don't want you to understand how much trash we actually make.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, rocket fuel, very expensive.
Very expensive. Oh, very like cheap just, to kind of put it in a pile over
yes.
there.
But that's launching why we have to make the giant...
One rocket, very expensive.
We need, what do you call the... we have to make a rail gun. The rail gun that fires
rail
our
gun?
Trash into space. So it's
or
just
the,
magnets.
Or the like centrifugal rocket. Have you seen that one? Where they get a big... It's a like a you know house-sized room and there's a thing on the end of a long arm. And they spin that arm faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, and then they release it. Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using and that could just be like a big bag of trash.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what to do with it. We made
Temu products.
We yeah. made it, but we didn't have a plan for like at the end. Well, and no, also no thought, one made us make a plan.
We kind of thought when someone bought that singlet top online that they'd wear it for like a couple of years. But it turns out they wore it once and then yeah. they don't have any cupboard space. So they threw it directly into the bin.
We could just blast it into the sun.
You could just throw it. Well, it doesn't even have to be. Space is really big. It doesn't have to go in the sun. It could just be out there. Just go, whew.
Yeah. And you could power the centrifuge or the rail gun with like solar power.
The solar power.
Or something. Yeah. So that's like no impact.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. Scientists, if you're listening, I think you're going to want to do this. We're so close to finishing. Flip 7 card game.
All right. But there's cards. You can always also just buy a pack of cards.
Yeah. You just accumulate them over the course of your life, actually. Your house has like 5 of them.
You will receive cards at some point.
Yeah.
You don't need more.
You
probably have like half a dozen decks of cards in your house, and you probably never use them.
Yeah. And believe it or not, they made some games you could play with cards.
Really? Yes.
Summer Friday's Tinted Lip Butter Balm.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Big Mouth Giant Frosted Donut Pool Float.
Sounds kind of horny.
Lush Easter Bunny Bath Bomb.
Hornier?
Yeah.
Wilson Evolution Game Basketball.
I might just be horny.
Oh, hang on.
Wait a minute. Just take a moment to check in with myself.
Yeah. If every object that you've encountered makes you horny, you may just sometimes be horny.
Yes. Do a little...
Ground yourself. A little check top to bottom.
Yeah. Stop somewhere around the middle.
You'll find it.
You'll know.
It'll make itself known.
wherever yours is.
Yes. What's a normal body?
Yes.
What's a normal place to get horny? Who knows?
Yes. Yeah. If you know.
Yeah. The biggest sexual organ is actually the penis.
Yeah.
Googling normal amount of horny.
Gatorade 30-ounce insulated squeeze bottle.
Is there any Gatorade in it?
Yeah. I don't think it comes pre-filled.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you have to bring your own. It's BYOG.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games, book 1.
Right.
I don't know if this lady knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Doesn't feel like super zeitgeisty to me, personally.
Doesn't feel super tweeny, super teeny. They want the horny hockey books.
Yeah.
The sex books.
They want a rose of crown and thorns.
A crown of thorns and pussy. A rose of dicks and holes. Courts.
Fucking when Maddie and I were flying back to Brisbane from Hobart, we're sitting at the airport and Maddie just started like elbowing me. I was like, wait, what? And she's like gesturing with her head to the lady sitting next to us. And it's like a 70-year-old lady reading a court of roses and thorns.
Which looks just like kind of a fantasy book, but I think it's one of the horny books. Yeah.
Oh. Because she's like, she's a fairy. She's sucked into the fairy kingdom and there's a enemies to lovers situation with like a hot fairy prince, fairy nobility or something.
If there's one thing that these books have taught us, it's that people want to fuck all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that we're having a moment. Where like a bunch of women are just like, you know what? It is fucking hot to have
absolutely.
Sex with a werewolf.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I've never thought about it, but I
books
guess
being horny?
Maybe it would be.
And they sell like dog dick dildos now. You can sort it all out yourself.
You got dog dicks, you got your dragon balls. You got fox dicks, you got cat dicks.
No, look, I'm just saying.
Big step.
I'm just saying if you find yourself reading 1, 2,
you've got
three,
Dracula's pussy. You
if
got...
you're reading a baker's dozen of those books and really enjoying them, there's a next step you can take. It doesn't have to be criminal.
I don't know if it's
dog dick is really
how else would you describe it, Ben?
Werewolf cock is different because
which
it
is
has
probably
part large. Man.
It's got to be larger.
It's got to be bigger because
not like the little little red.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not
like a hairy little dick with a bit of pointing out.
No, you, okay, you can buy werewolf specific dildos. I'm just joking.
Of course you can.
Good to know.
But I want to know what kind of research. Oh, that's an interesting color.
Do you reckon he clicks over into incognito before Googling this, or he's just
I've fucking given up, man. For everything, Andrew's too. Living not just his this life. Kind of shit.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it locked up tight. You aren't fucking finding anything in my search history ever.
Oh, but you got a great excuse. You can just be like, oh, the podcast.
Yeah, I have to look this up for the podcast. Yeah.
Wild lycanthrope werewolf dildo, 10.2 inch.
I don't think a werewolf's 10.2 inches.
Oh, it depends on the werewolf. You have natural variation, like in a regular man.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just the size of the man's dick, or
does it have direwolf genes?
Yeah.
Ride the line between human and beast with this fearsome lycanthrope werewolf dildo.
Clicking on the link? Why would this I click toy, on the link?
I was hoping you would see the picture because it's quite something.
No, Discord fucked it. They didn't give us the preview.
This toy stands proudly to attention. Showing off its
awful.
Its ribbed texture, gently curved shape, and sizable knot. Presenting an alluring challenge for the proudly perverted among us. You guys can't say that you like the books. Not to me. You can't say how much you liked women being horny about the books and then make that noise about the dildo.
I mean, the noise I'm making is that I would need a lot of practice to work up to it.
Yeah, I think
it just seems like a lot of work.
Even the start of it. Even the start of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I'd try, even if I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
See, Lucy, I think the
10.2
inches...
You don't know how wide they're getting with these books.
I think the 10.2 inches also includes that whole kind of base section with the
kind of base, the base, the knots. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so really, I mean, the pre-knot section is maybe like...
We're making a listener very angry right now.
Yeah, because there are people who are experts talking about in this.
Oh, you guys are always hating, just hating on people, hating on things people enjoy.
Yeah.
Get the dog dick dildo if you want.
Okay. I mean, the listener. All right.
The listener.
Okay, fair enough.
We've all been watching a lot of stock market-related stuff lately, and Theo is insisting, buy the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy the dick.
Yeah.
Just give it a try. No, they're probably expensive, though, right? How affordable is this
$89.99.
And
how does that fall in
with, like, regular...
That's probably kinda, right.
Unless you're going on
regular.
A Love Honey and you're getting their one that doesn't have, like, any shape or anything. It's just sort
like
of like
the
a
bargain
smooth,
one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the first review...
Oh, the cone head?
The first review on here, titled A Wonderful Experience, verified purchaser, begins, having never bought a dildo before.
You started here?
You started with the werewolf cock?
I was kind of second-guessing my purchase of some intimidating toy.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe after, that just made it way more exciting.
But after several uses, I can confidently say... This is just what I needed. The part that enticed me was the knot.
Yeah.
And boy, it does not disappoint if you're feeling brave enough to get it all in, that is. As
I guess
a newbie,
it's just
I can't
glove.
Quite compare it with anything else.
Look, we know nothing about this person's life, but this is purely conjecture on my part. Read one of those books, was like, holy fuck, I am into this. I've never felt in touch with my own sexuality before, or empowered enough before to get sex toys, didn't really think that was available to me. But now I know what I'm into. Fuck it, I'm getting my first sex toy, and it's fucking huge.
Also, it's a 10.2 inch dildo based on a werewolf's penis with a huge knot and grey balls.
Yeah,
showing her friend, being like, "Hey, check this out." And she's like, "Why don't you get a normal one?" She's like, "What? They make different ones?"
Huh? Shout out to this person living their dreams, you know?
Yeah, that's great. That's nice.
God.
Squishmallows, original 24-inch Maud the Brown Sharp.
24
dog.
Inches? 24?
Now 24 we're talking. Sharp. Gotta work your way up to that one.
It's a brown, 24-inch brown Sharpay. Oh, no.
That was an unfortunate coincidence. Sol de Janeiro Bom Dia Bright Jet Set.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I'm buying one of those every week.
And finally, Chunks Medium Checkers Claw Clip.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, that was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. You might be someone who is very familiar with animal penis dildos, and you might feel compelled to tell us what we got wrong or your experience with them. You have got to be so interesting and so funny to pull this off. You really,
yeah, you've got to be kind of self-aware of how charming. Silly it is.
But also,
the video has to be well lit.
Yeah, the production value has to be fucking amazing.
We say things with a thin veneer of irony.
Thin.
Like so Ben thin. Said, I want to make really clear to listeners of the show, particularly Paybos here in this private space, I think big, weird dildos are cool.
Yeah. Okay? Awesome.
I think it's
cool. That's amazing.
I like that people are fucking themselves with them and getting stretched out all crazy. Okay?
But yeah. If you're going to tell us about it, it can't just be, hey, so I've been jacking off. You can't message that to a person, even if you hear them talk a lot.
We've all been jacking off. There's nothing special about that.
You really have to have a reason to tell us. It has to be informative and entertaining.
We are sex positive. It is just funny that there is a dog dick dildo.
Well, I mean, yeah, like we're sex positive, Theo. I don't know if you're like, are you super sex positive?
In theory.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm positive I'd like
maybe
some.
The rest
he's sex, he's sex positive in the sense that he's had sex, yes.
I'm positive I'm sex he's positive. Had sex twice. Because he has two children.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you this. I'm not buying my werewolf dildo off Etsy. I'll say that right now.
I would feel better about buying it off Etsy than business? I would from adulttoymegastore.com.au. Because I don't think they specialize in this sort of stuff.
I think they do. I think that this has become mainstream in a way that would be shocking to people if you told them 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's true. Awesome. I think you should be shocking people. Not in a, like a, do we have to phone someone about this? But in a, like a, oh, wow. Okay. Cool. What? Yeah, nice. That's fucked up, but awesome.
Just found the most perplexing product I've ever seen on Etsy.
All right.
This better be entertaining. This better be informative.
You could buy an uncircumcised penis shelf dangler.
Weird, which that is, wasn't on the list.
Which is half of a disembodied penis with a very unusually large foreskin draped down.
Well, who knows what a usual foreskin is?
This
you
is
know?
One of the most unappealing dicks I've ever
decorative.
Seen.
It seems to mainly be decorative.
I'm straight up looking at Salvador Dali's penis.
Yeah, it's like Dali.
It's Uncle Dick right
in software and printed using Polymaker Polyterra PLA filament.
I knew they'd be poly.
The dangler sits on the edge of your desk, bookshelf, or wherever you have a flat edge. The penis is about 2 inches wide.
And then what?
4.2 inches long, with a beautiful foreskin measuring about 2.5 inches long.
I'm sex negative. I've changed my mind.
I'm off penises now.
Enough sex art. Enough. Yeah. Let's make art about like beautiful flowers again. You know,
like a dog in a field.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Half dog.
Vulva.
And he's stroking his big old cock. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you on the free episode. Stay safe out there. Keep your shit on lock. Keep using that incognito because you just don't know when one day you'll be like, oh, I'll just show you on my laptop. Actually, it'll be easier. And you start typing in some letters. You got to type Portishead. You've typed in P-O-R and then all of the stuff that's coming up, no good.
No good.
Real fucking bad.
And it's got the whole URL. So it's like you can see exactly the one you were looking at. It's not just
the
like
title.
Not just front page stuff. It's like you got title on there.
Yeah. Thirsty MILFs. You don't want your uncle seeing that. Because what if he's like, oh, nice one. It's fucked.
Oh, yucky.
Yeah. All right, we definitely could finish this episode at any time.
No, just cut it off.
Let's just fade it out.
Just fade out.
Fade to black. What if we just riffed it?
We should keep going until you don't have to have a definitive endpoint.